And now the latest weather from Martin Babakian.
Sea surface temperature in the tropical Pacific Ocean exceeds El Niño threshold. Everything is going above El Niño. The atmospheric indicators, these are the observing weather elements, such as trade winds, clouds, pressure patterns, southern oscillation index, have yet to show consistent or sustainable sign of El Niño. We are looking at that to find out what elements we are getting now to get El Niño intensity. These are the elements we measure the intensity of El Niño. International climate models predict sea surface temperature remains above El Niño levels in coming months. El Niño effects in Australia over summer typically includes higher fire danger, that's number one priority, higher fire risk, greater chance of heat waves, and few tropical cyclones. So tropical cyclone numbers are going to decrease, but the fire danger is going to be the element. That's the reason we're going to include that into the website, put extreme fire cell service on our site. The positive Indian Ocean Dipole was positive Indian Ocean increases the chance below average rainfall in southern and central Australia. This is how climatic conditions are developing. That's how we're going to actually maintain how the weather pattern is going to emerge. Mid-North Coast weather forecast, looking at Gloucester area or even Hunter region, both of them, looking at the high-pressure system over the Bight that's extending a ridge to the east, with Southern Ocean cold front not reaching the coastal area, slipping down south. And then by Wednesday, the high pressure over the Tasman Sea with an associated ridge will extend to northern New South Wales coast. So there's another high pressure controlling the coastal area. So that means the whole week is going to be just fine conditions. Looking at the weather forecast for Gloucester for 2 weeks. Look, week one, from 3rd of December till 9th of December. Monday, few clouds, maximum 29. Humidity 19%. Soil moisture 18%. Soil temperature 22 degrees. And on Tuesday, partly sunny, maximum temperature 28, east-southeasterly winds, and 33% humidity. Soil moisture, soil temperature is not going to change. Soil moisture is going to be 18%, soil temperature about 20 degrees. It's going to stay all this all week. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, maximum temperature 26, wind east-southeasterlies, humidity 43%. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum 27, wind east-northeasterlies, 8 to 10 knots, humidity 44%. Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 31, wind east-northeasterlies, 8 to 10 knots, humidity 32%. Saturday, few clouds, maximum 34, temperature start rising on Saturday. East-northeasterlies wind, temperature, east-northeasterly wind, 7 to 18 knots. Humidity still very low, humidity 23%. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 34, east-northeasterly winds again. So soil moisture 17%, soil temperature about 22 degrees. For week two, looking at from 10th to 16th of December, this is the week which we're going to see really different weather conditions altogether. Monday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 33. Wind easterly 7 to 19 knots. Humidity 44%. Rain, about 8 millimeters. Soil moisture, 16 degrees. Soil temperature, 26. On Thursday, rain. Maximum temperature, 31. Wind, east-southeasterlies. And then humidity, 69%. 12 millimeters of rain. On Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms. Maximum temperature, 29. East wind, east-southeasterlies, 14 knots. Humidity rising to 69%. 10 millimeters of rain. On Thursday, light rain showers, maximum 25, 4 to 5 millimeters of rain. On Friday, partly sunny, humidity 50%, soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 22 degrees. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 30, northwesterly winds, 17 degrees, 17 knots, and humidity 46%, and soil moisture 23%. Soil temperature 24 degrees. On Sunday, last day of the forecast, scattered thunderstorms again, maximum 31, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 knots. So conditions are becoming different in the second week, storms and showers. So a lot of weather different events moving in. Weather forecast, second weather forecast, which I'm trying to start from now on, helping, supporting Hunter Valley wine industry, Hunter Valley wine gardens. That's what I'm focusing on area, which is most of the wine industries in that area. I'm just giving them weather forecast for Monday, sunny, maximum 29. Humidity 18%, soil moisture 18%, and soil temperature 22 degrees. On Tuesday, a few clouds, 28 degrees temperature. Wednesday, a few clouds, 26 degrees temperature. East-south-easterlies, 7 to 10 knots winds. On Thursday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 27. On Friday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 31. On Saturday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 34. On Sunday, partly sunny, maximum temperature 34 degrees. And soil moisture about 17%, soil temperature about 24 degrees. Week 2, starting Monday the 10th, again, that system is moving across, bringing weather for Gloucester, even for Hunter Valley. Looking at on Monday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum temperature 34, 8 millimeters rain. Tuesday, rain, maximum temperature 31, 12 millimeters rain. Wednesday, rain, maximum temperature 29, 10 millimeters rain. Thursday, light rain showers, 5 millimeters. On Friday, few clouds, wind northeasterlies, 43% humidity, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 30. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum temperature 31, north-northwesterly winds 9 to 21 knots, humidity 42%. So there's thunderstorms developing again on the 16th in that area. So the big area of weather patterns moving towards Hunter Valley. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really appreciate it. And if you like more info, go to our website. Go to bucketsradio.com.au for the latest weather from Martin Babakian.